This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Bert Bain is the director of golf at the Greenbrier Resort, and obviously everyone is aware of what's taken place at the Greenbrier over the last week or so. It's good to have you back on the show, Bert. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, John. With happier times, the last time we spoke, we were expecting to host the world's greatest players next week, and unfortunately, Mother Nature has decreed that we won't be doing that, but I'm fine, and my family's fine. I can't say the same for a lot of my neighbors. Some of our staff members have lost homes and even loved ones, and it's a tragedy way beyond our golf courses.
And thank you for saying that. It is a golf show. We'll talk a little bit about the resort. We'll talk a little bit about the golf course. Let's talk about the resort first. Damage to the hotel, damage to the resort, or what's the story there?
Yes, modest damage to the buildings. You know, our resort is 200 years old, and our main building is over 100 years old. Many of the water handling systems on the ceiling, on the roofs, flat roof areas, gutter areas, they just simply were overwhelmed. The National Weather Service said that the amount of rain that fell and the time frame in which it fell was a once-in-1,000-year event. So all of the systems that are designed to carry water away from buildings were just overwhelmed. And so there's a lot of inundation, some ceiling collapses, flooding in our casino, just general damage. The chapel, the new chapel, the basement of the chapel flooded. Almost every building, our new tennis center has a center court, seats 2,500 people, had about 8 inches of mud on top of the clay court. There's almost not a building that escaped some damage, but not the type of damage that's, you know, going to require new construction.
So what's the status of the hotel and the resort?
Right now we are closed. It took us a while to get some of our services back. We were without power for a short while, without water, and we've been without gas, but they've restored gas, which is now allowing us to bring our hot water system back up. It's an old system. It's a steam boiler. It had not been off for that kind of period of time in 75 years. So they're bringing it back slowly because they have to check all the pipes and everything. But so far, so good. We are closed to the public. We're currently hosting almost 400 people from the surrounding area, complimentary, hosting them for rooms and food. Mr. Justice decided to open as much of the hotel as he could staff and provide support for. And so we've got a lot of guests staying with us under less than happy circumstances, but most of them who would never have stayed at the Greenbrier in their lives.
There have been pictures of the golf course or the golf courses that have been shown, and there is more than one golf course at the resort. So as best you can, Bert, fill me in on the damage. Is it damage on all of the golf courses?
It varies. There are four courses. We have three here at the resort. Of course, the most famous is the Old White TPC course, then the Greenbrier course, which hosted the Ryder Cup. Our third golf course is called the Meadows, and it's a very active golf course for our guests and for outings. And the fourth course is our private club called the Sneed, in honor of Mr. Sneed, and that's a part of the Greenbrier Sporting Club. Three of those courses are devastated. The only course which escaped major damage is the Greenbrier course, simply because its location is on higher ground up along the base of our mountains, away from Howard's Creek. The courses that had Howard's Creek running through them are essentially destroyed. The Old White had seven greens with, you know, covered by water and silt. couple of greens completely wiped out. We lost four bridges. The Snead course was covered with probably 2 feet of water for almost a day. Some of the holes on the Meadows are not even recognizable as golf holes anymore because of the damage. Part of the damage was when the water was moving very fast and had tremendous force, and it was bringing with it debris, homes, lawnmowers, automobiles, anything you can imagine. Then when it hit over to the Snead course, it used to be an airport, so the water spread out and inundated a much wider area, but again, the water was covering that for most of a day and a half.
We're talking with Bert Bain. He is the director of golf at the Greenbrier. Uncharted territory, Bert. I mean, how what's this going to take?
Well, you know, we've got a great, really talented team and a lot of resources. Mr. Justice has made the statement that we're going to put it back just the way it was before. And that's our marching orders. Our insurance adjusters are here. They're very assisting us greatly. We've been in the cleanup stage since last Thursday. We're in the assessment stage. One of our critical items is irrigation. You can imagine that although these courses are partially destroyed, there are acres and acres of beautiful green turf which appear to be saved. But without irrigation, if we were to get a period of long hot weather and no rain, we could still lose, you know, hundreds of acres of turf because we can't irrigate. All of our irrigation holding ponds, lakes, resources are filled with silt, contaminated with, you know, debris, and until they can be drained and dredged and back in a position where we can run our irrigation systems, we've got a lot of turf at risk.
From a business perspective, Bert, I mean, people come to the Greenbrier for a variety of reasons, but one of the big reasons is to play golf. How does Mr. Justice and how do you see this all kind of coming together where the hotel and the resort is back fully functional and golf gets back into the picture?
Well, I can't put a date on anything,
sure.
But I would say to you that the hotel should be back functional and able to entertain our guests by mid-July at the latest, possibly a week earlier. One of our golf courses, our target is to try to get it playable by that same time, so sometime in the month of July is the best I would be willing to hazard. The other golf courses are going to be spring of 17. We're looking at greens rebuild, bunkers rebuild, we need bridges, we need cart paths, you know, just a major reconstruction effort, multiple contractors, a couple of different architects involved. So that's a big, big project. But we think we can get the Greenbrier back so that our guests can enjoy some golf this fall. And, you know, we want to get back to a Greenbrier experience for our guests just as quickly as we can. It's not going to take a miracle, but it's going to take some things going our way.
On another note, some of the things that I've heard and read over the last couple of days, and I don't know how well you can address this, I guess from a perspective of the golf tournament, there were some discussions. I guess the tour or whomever looked out to some other venues, and I think Johnny Harris and the Quail Hollow folks have come into the conversation about possibly hosting the event. They couldn't do it because of the work that's being done before the PGA, but some of that kind of stuff took place, didn't it, Bert?
It did. There were Mr. Justice owns another resort about 45 minutes from here with 54 holes of golf, and there was a brief discussion about possibly moving the event there. You know, there's been some flooding throughout West Virginia. At the end of the day, the logistics of trying to move the event in that time, kind of a time frame, the powers that be way above me decided that wasn't feasible, and there was an offer made by Mr. Harris and the folks at Quail Hollow in Charlotte to host the event and to give the proceeds to the Old White Charities, which is an incredible offer when you think about what would be involved on their part in hosting a PGA Tour event and then turn around and give the proceeds from that to someone else. And, you know, it almost makes you tear up to think that they would make that kind of an offer, but it just wasn't feasible because of, as you said, their prep for the PGA Championship. At the end of the day, the decision was made jointly by the Tour and the Greenbrier Classic that the event would be canceled this year, and our goal is to have the 2017 event be the best ever.
Well, It is interesting to, you know, with everything that the resort has been through over the last 10 years or so, Bert, and with the prominence that Mr. Justice has reestablished with the tournament, you're on the minds and the hearts of golf fans and of people all over the country with what took place there. Go ahead.
We appreciate that. I can't tell you the number of celebrities, famous golfers, and others that have reached out to us, and some have made huge donations. You may have seen the donation that Bubba Watson, who lives here, pledged. Others as well, Tom Watson, Jerry West, many others. And that's, you know, it's heartwarming to see not just golfers, but people of all walks of life, you know, understand what's going on here, the tragedy beyond the loss of a golf tournament. You know, our focus now is on, you know, trying to put things back together. Some people will not be able to put their lives back together as a result.
Well, we wish you the best, Bert. Thank you, and I know it's crazy for you. Thank you for taking...
It is. Thank you, and all the best to all your listeners.
All right, thank you, Bert.